In the week Rupert Murdoch launches one son, he loses another.
James Murdoch, I happen to think, was fully conscious of the cover-up that was being mounted. That, to my mind, makes him completely unfit and an improper person to be a director of a company in this country, let alone chairman of News International.
With the BBC News, Harriet Cass.
James Murdoch has announced his resignation as executive chairman of News International to focus on his work at the parent company News Corporation. He's been accused of concealing how much he knew about the phone hacking scandal at the News of the World, as our media correspondent Torrin Douglas reports.
The announcement was made by News Corporation in New York, where James Murdoch is now based. It said the move would allow him to focus on its international pay TV businesses, and he'll remain chairman of BSky B. But inevitably, it's been linked with a phone hacking scandal at the News of the World and the separate allegation by police at the Leveson inquiry this week that there was a culture of illegal payments at The Sun. Since 2007, both papers have been his responsibility. But he's never been seen as a newspaper man, unlike his father, Rupert. He's expected to be criticised in a forthcoming report from MPs over what he knew and didn't know about the phone hacking scandal.
The member of the Murdoch family who's been most closely associated with the troubles at News International, James Murdoch, is stepping down as the company's executive chairman. In a statement, the parent company, News Corporation, said James Murdoch intended to focus on expanding the company's international television business. Our business editor, Robert Peston, is here. What's going on, Robert?
Can I just check before we go on, are there other people on the programme, or are we just going to be interviewing
each other?
It's
just you and me. I'll be talking about the work programme and the Olympics later.
Good heavens.
I know you've been making calls on this story this afternoon, which is why we haven't got a shred of work out of you. What are you hearing? What's happening?
Well, James Murdoch never really liked the British newspapers. They didn't really sort of fit in with his view of where the media was going. And, of course, he's been somewhat humiliated by all those allegations that, in some senses, he covered up the hacking scandal for a number of years. He denies those allegations, of course. And he's been looking for an elegant way out. Now, I'm not sure this is the elegant exit, because what I've been told by a very senior News Corporation executive is that the reason he's going is because his dad, Rupert Murdoch, has proved that he's back and running the newspapers. He was the guy who came over and launched the Sunday Sun. He loves the tabloid newspaper, The Sun, and the other newspapers, and I think James Murdoch just feels, well, you know, there's not enough space for him here, and he might as well go off and do what he actually loves, which is running the international television businesses. So the Italian business Sky Italia, the German satellite business, very successful satellite operations in Asia. Now, curiously, although he's going off to run all of those, and he's not running the American TV interests, he'll be doing that from New York.
Andrew Neil, formerly, of course, of the Sunday Times, was saying earlier today that, in essence, Rupert Murdoch took James's word about closing the News of the World and may now be regretting that. Is this, in fact, a punishment?
I think it's quite difficult to be clear what has motivated the decision being taken as of this second. I do think that James Murdoch is desperate to rehabilitate his reputation. You know, it has been massively damaged by the phone hacking scandal. And, you know, the reason he wants to go off and run these television businesses is they're actually doing quite well. And maybe, you know, over time, his position as the heir apparent can be restored. Because, I mean, the other thing which has been blatantly obvious in recent months, as it were, is that the notion that he was definitely going to take over from his father is somewhat dissipated. And so what he wants to do is to prove that he is still a competent business person and therefore able at some point, as and when Rupert Murdoch moves on, if that were ever to happen, he'll take over.
Jay, thank you very much for that for now, Robert. Let's hear what some shareholders think. Michael Price-Jones is a senior policy analyst at CTW Investment Group, who are shareholders in News Corporation. Mr. Price-Jones is one of the leading voices trying to get Rupert Murdoch to change the structure of the business. He's live on PM from Washington, D.C. Just before we come to today's events, what has been the problem in your view?
Oh, it's a long-run problem in terms of the governance of this company. You can trace it back over a decade here, where this company really has failed to provide returns to shareholders, and we've seen, you know, time after time, moves which have really hurt shareholders, whether it's the deal to buy his daughter's company Shine, or whether it's the way that they did certain transactions in the past.
Putting family first?
Yes, definitely.
What do you think of this?
I think we're seeing it as a bit of an emotion at this point. It was definitely something that should be happening. And I think it's significant that it's coming just at the time as they are launching a new newspaper on Sunday. And it shows, I think, from U.S. investors that this guy can't be trusted by his own dad to run these businesses.
Does it put News Corporation in a better light?
I don't think there's much better light they can put themselves in until they clean house on the board. Shareholders have there's been a resounding vote against these directors. They can shuffle management, but this goes right up to the board, and that's where investors really level their questions.
Michael Price-Jones from CTW Investment Group, thank you.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Charlotte Green. Good evening. James Murdoch, who's been at the helm of News International during the hacking scandal at the News of the World and was seen as heir apparent to his father's media empire, is stepping down as the company's executive chairman. After a five-year tenure scarred by the phone hacking scandal, accusations of misleading Parliament and the closure of the News of the World, James Murdoch is stepping down as the executive chairman of News International. Although phone hacking is known to have gone on at the paper until 2006, before Mr. Murdoch arrived, he presided over a period in 2009 and 2010 when News International repeatedly denied that the practice went beyond a single rogue reporter. Police now believe there were about 6,000 victims, including celebrities, sports stars, politicians and victims of crime. The announcement of Mr. Murdoch's departure comes just 2 days after another of his titles, The Sun, was accused of having made corrupt payments to public officials. News International's parent company, News Corporation, said the move would allow James Murdoch to focus on expanding the company's international TV businesses. Here's our media correspondent, Torrin Douglas.
The announcement was made by News Corporation in New York, where James Murdoch is now based. It said the move would allow him to focus on its international pay TV businesses, and he'll remain chairman of B-Sky B. But inevitably, it's been linked with the phone hacking scandal at the News of the World, and the separate allegation by police at the Leveson inquiry this week that there was a culture of illegal payments to public officials at The Sun. Since 2007, both papers have been James Murdoch's responsibility, and the company now fears it could face inquiries in the United States under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. John Whittingdale, chairman of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, says News International is seeking to draw a line under what's been going on and to start afresh.
When we heard, as we did earlier this week, accusations of a corporate corruption, James Murdoch has been head of the company in the UK for the last couple of years, and I think that obviously they felt if they were to make that fresh start, then it would require that somebody else was brought in.
James Murdoch has never been seen as a newspaper man, unlike his father Rupert, who's been in London this month announcing and overseeing the launch of the Sunday edition of The Sun. Andrew Neil, former editor of the Sunday Times, says the media mogul thinks his son mishandled the phone hacking scandal, not least by closing the News of the World, and no longer sees James as his successor.
James has now blotted his copybook on several fronts, and that has undermined his prospects. I have no doubt in my mind that there will not be a Murdoch that takes over when Mr. Murdoch goes to the great newsroom in the sky.
And though he's no longer in charge, James Murdoch still faces criticism in a report from MPs over what he knew and didn't know about the phone hacking scandal.
James Murdoch, the fourth of Rupert Murdoch's six children, has long been considered the heir apparent to his father's global media and entertainment empire. But his position at News International had come under intense scrutiny in recent months, with shareholders questioning whether he'd mishandled the phone hacking scandal. With his assessment of how the affair has affected the Murdoch dynasty, here's our business editor, Robert Peston.
You don't need more than one Murdoch in charge. That's what a senior News Corporation executive said to me in explanation for why James Murdoch has quit as chairman of News International, the UK operation of the Murdoch's News Corporation. What he meant is that Rupert Murdoch, with the launch of The Sun on Sunday, is showing that he's back overseeing the group's British newspapers. So his son, James Murdoch, can concentrate on what he's said to enjoy most, which is running News Corporation's television interests outside the US, though oddly perhaps, he'll be doing this from New York. In a way, however, this is a remarkable statement because it implies that 81-year-old Rupert Murdoch isn't planning to retire or step aside in favour of his son anytime soon. News Corporation says that in terms of cleaning up the UK newspaper operations in the wake of the phone hacking and official bribing scandals that led to the closure of the News of the World and has embarrassed the Sun, much of the work has been done. There's a new system for vetting expenses payments and new compliance procedures. So, to an extent, James Murdoch's work is over in respect of the rehabilitation, or so News Corp says. But perhaps what matters more to James Murdoch is that News Corp's international television businesses in India, Italy and Germany have been doing pretty well. So if he can concentrate on running those alone, maybe his reputation, damaged by the phone hacking scandal, can be rebuilt. And with it widely believed that he's no longer a shoo-in to succeed his dad as the boss of News Corporation, perhaps he can again become heir apparent in the vast media empire.